So when the Sedra begins in the Psukim Beis and Gimel, when it says Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yomarta aleihem Adam ki yakri mikem korban l'adonoi min ha-behema min ha-bakor min ha-tzon takrivis korbanchem imolak korbanon min ha-bakor zachor tamim yakriveno al-pescho ha-moed yakrivel so l'rtzono lifnei Adonoi. So it seems to be redundant. Now, what is this point? Saying when a person is bringing a korban, when he brings it from the larger cattle, from the sheep, what is it telling us? That before the construction of the Mishkan, the rules were different. In other words, the firstborn were able to bring korbanos. You could bring any type of a korban, male, female, a year old, older than a year old, blemished, not blemished. Any of those things went. But after the Mishkan was created, there became a new order. There was a new, a new set of requirements to bring korbanos. Could only be the Kohanim could bring them. No longer the firstborn. You could only bring unblemished animals rather than blemished animals. You could only bring certain animals. All that was restricted. Because the more Kedusha there is, the more restrictions there are. And rather than looking at that as human beings as a positive thing, unfortunately, all too often, we look at it as a negative thing. We see later on that Korach was going to use this to say, I'm not fighting for myself, I'm fighting for you. You hear, before the firstborn were all able to bring a korbanos. Now, you know, it's a whole nepotism deal here with Moshe, his brother, his nieces, his nephews, rather. So we see that the beginning of the Sedra about Moshe's modesty is linked to the new rules, to show people that we have to understand there's a way and a modus operandi and a method to serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not whatever it is that we say goes. And clearly this is a lesson for all areas of Yadus, not just by Korbanos, but by Tfilos, but by preparing for Pesach. All the various different things there's a certain set of rules and requirements that we have to follow. And these rules and requirements are to lift us up higher and bring us closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Again, the purpose of the Korbanos, to become closer to the Rebbeinu Sham, so that our service of Him and our knowledge of Him can grow each and every day.